This is All Things Considered from NPR News. I'm Robert Siegel.
And I'm Melissa Block. Administrators at UCLA held a news conference today on the growing scandal surrounding dead bodies donated to the university. Two men were arrested over the weekend for allegedly trafficking in stolen human body parts. One of them is the director of UCLA's Willed Body Program, which manages cadavers donated for medical education and research. NPR's Carrie Kahn joins us now. And Carrie, this story broke over the weekend in the Los Angeles Times. What exactly are the allegations here?
Well, investigators believe that the director of the Willed Body Program, his name is Henry Reed, sold body parts to another man who was not a university employee. He's been described as a middleman. His name is Ernest Nelson, and he in turn sold the bodies and parts to researchers and biomedical companies. Nelson was arrested on Sunday, and he's been charged with receiving stolen property, and he says he's innocent. And the director of the cadaver program, Mr. Reed, was charged with grand theft.
And as I understand it, this middleman, Ernest Nelson, is not denying that this took place. He's saying, yes, I did this, but the university knew exactly what I was doing.
Well, universities say that they did not. They vehemently deny that. They said that they became suspicious of this. They thought that the director might be selling body parts when they received a claim by Mr. Nelson. And he filed a claim against the university for $200,000 for back payments for the specimens. The university's lawyer said that an audit was immediately launched then, and the director was suspended and arrested. University officials insist that they knew nothing about it, but according to the middleman, Mr. Nelson, he says that they did know, and apparently he felt confident enough about that, that he filed a claim against them for payment.
Carrie, there have been a lot of grisly details reported about what this sale of parts entailed. Has there been reaction yet from the family members of those whose bodies were donated to the university?
University officials say that they have set up a toll-free line for family members that are concerned whether their loved ones were involved in this scandal. Today they say they just set it up, so they have not received any calls yet. But families that were contacted by the Los Angeles Times say they're horrified that their loved ones may have been sold off. University officials did say that any parts that were sold from the university were only used in biomedical research. They wanted to stress that. And a class action lawsuit is being filed by a Beverly Hills attorney in light of these recent allegations.
What is the Willed Body Program, Carrie? How is it supposed to work?
Well, people can donate their bodies after they die for research. And UCLA gets on average about 175 bodies a year to the program. They were the first in the nation to set up this scientific research program, and there's 154 nationwide now. Mostly the cadavers are used for first-year medical students in anatomy class, but if there is a surplus of parts, they can be sent to other scientific institutions. And I asked officials how that works, and the answer wasn't very clear how body parts can leave legally off the university campus. But they say that they halted all of those legal means to transfer body parts off campus about 15 months ago.
And I understand this is not the first scandal that this Willed Body Program at UCLA has confronted.
Right. There are a lawsuit that was filed by family members in 1996. They were actually charged at that time with illegally disposing of the bodies after the research was done. And as part of that case, a commissioner overseeing that suit was about to sign off saying that under the new director, Mr. Reed, the department was well run. They had cleaned up their act, and he felt that there was no reason to shut it down. Well, university officials said they called the commissioner today and asked him to hold off on signing off on that 1996 lawsuit. And as I said, the lawyer, there's another lawyer who's getting ready to sign another class action lawsuit against the university and the program. But officials say at this time they have no plans to halt the Willed Body Program at UCLA.
Okay, Carrie, thanks very much.
Thank you, Melissa.
NPR's Carrie Kahn in Los Angeles.